This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon and I have a question for you. Do you ever find yourself creating like worst case scenario, excuse the classroom in the background, sorry. Worst case scenario situations in your mind about things in the future that haven't happened yet. Let's say maybe you get a call or a message or an email, or you haven't seen someone and they would usually contact you, or something along those lines, and all of a sudden there's this worst case scenario thinking, right? Maybe you're on the flip of that. Maybe you are heavily on the optimism scale, and when an email pops up or a message pops up, or maybe it's not even that, maybe it's the ability that somebody wants to talk to you about something, it's like, fuck, this is it, this is my chance, right? Now, what's interesting is that one of those things feels good, and one of those things doesn't feel good, right? And so naturally, we'll look at it and go, well, the positive side of things is probably a nice way to think about it, because it feels a lot nicer, for one. And the negative side of things, of worst case scenario, or what some people might call, it's not dramatizing, well, kind of a little bit is really, isn't it? But catastrophizing, right, is looking at this and going, well, clearly the positive one is better. But then the positive one doesn't work out. Hey, you get there and it's not about that. It's about something really basic, or maybe it isn't something really nice either. And so all of a sudden this optimism just sort of fades. But hey, usually people that are optimistic are pretty good at, you know, optimistic about being optimistic, right? So the thing about it though is that they go from feeling this good feeling to this negative feeling. The other person, and let me know if this is you. You can text me, I don't care. Let me know somehow. Or don't. But let's say for you, you have created these worst case scenario situations in your mind, and then you finally, you know, speak to the person or get to the location or whatever it is you're doing, and things are fine. And that person doesn't really mind. They don't say anything along the lines. You've even created a conversation in your head about it, right? In defense of what they're going to attack you with that they never attack you with. And all of a sudden, this yucky feeling turns into a kind of like a nice, calming feeling. Now, what's really interesting here is that we go, so which one's better? And of course, the answer is neither. Neither's better. Neither's actually worse either. Right? It's just a pattern. It's a pattern that we run. And so, if you ever hear me talk about thinking patterns, the correct term is actually called metaprograms. However, thinking patterns are really what it is, because it's a pattern of thinking. It's a perceptual filter. And so we have an event happening reality, and then we respond to that event in the way that we think. And actions may follow that, right? But the way that we're thinking about it is interesting, because while we're creating the situation, it's often just a protective mechanism, right? It's often a protective mechanism from the worst case scenario, so that we can plan ourselves to make sure that we're going to be able to deal with it the best we can, right? So this worst case scenario that feels yucky, and we're getting anxious and we're saying all these bad things and all that kind of shit, it's just a protective, it's like there's a positive intention behind it, and it's usually a protective mechanism. When we can see that, we see its utility. But the power here isn't seeing the positive and the negative, because there is no positive and negative, because the positive can lead to a negative, the negative can lead to a positive, and it's just a process, so there's no positive and negative. Because in both cases, we're not actually dealing with reality. Now, we've probably trained ourselves, right, to deal with one, that we actually have a strong leaning towards one of them, towards the optimism, best case scenario side, or towards the you know, maybe pessimistic, worst-case scenario side, right? And there's positive intentions behind both, but the reality is that neither one of them are dealing with reality. And so often we're sitting there and we're going to respond emotionally, we're going to respond with our thoughts in the moment about things that have never happened, and things that probably will never happen. Or maybe it has happened in the past, and so it's happened three times, so we're getting that and projecting it into the future. It's like three times. Three times, that's it. That's all. That's not a fucking jail sentence. It doesn't put you in you know, pain for the rest of your life. It's only three times. But the interesting thing is that we'll grab it and we'll run it again and again and again. And it's a protective mechanism. It makes total fucking sense. Well, it could be other mechanisms, and that'll come down to the individual. But when we start to see it, it's just like worst case scenario thinking has benefit, you know. And so does best case scenario thinking. They both have benefits, but the interesting thing is that when we no longer get to choose our way that we respond, and we have this default response of positive or negative, so best case or worst case, and that's the way that we just perceptually see the world, then that's where the issue comes, because we're no longer choosing how we respond. We're reacting, right? That's a big fucking difference. We're reacting, and it's being able to step back and see the thoughts that are coming up. Right. And so for those of you that are worst case scenario thinkers, when you find that this you know, this spiral put down, people often say, I just spiral. It's like, well, you know, you don't. Your thoughts do. You're not your thoughts. What do you mean I'm not my thoughts, David? Of course I'm my thoughts. What else would I be? And that's why you spiral. Do you hear that? You know, of course I'm my thoughts. What else would I be? Hence why I fucking spiral. Thoughts are thoughts. Right. If I told you to predict your next thought, you couldn't. You wouldn't be able to. If you grew up in South Africa and you have a particular way that you think, if you grew up in Southeast Asia, you would think differently, because there's so many factors that go into the way that we think. Most of our thoughts aren't even ours, but we own them. Hey, they're fucking us. And oh my God, this is what I think. Oh my God, and it permeates into everything. And that's my thought. And it's just a lot of bullshit. It's just a perceptual filter. And when we can step back and see how much of our thoughts are so heavily influenced by the way that we were brought up, and we change from the idea of going, naturally, I think this. It's like, no, naturally, you think that. There's a big difference there, right? It's different to nature. It's nurture most of the time. And so for this, with this worst case scenario, it's being able to, when we actually fucking catch ourselves doing it and catch ourselves getting almost anxious and stressed about shit that has never happened, hey, it is a positive intention. But if you don't want to go into that, that's fine. Just simply go, okay, you see the worst case, and that's a probability, or maybe not, maybe it's a possibility rather than a probability. What would the best case scenario look like? It's a fucking good question. And our life is heavily, you know, the value of our life, the richness of our life is heavily based on how good our questions are. And so when we can sit there and go, hang on a sec, that's the worst case, what would best case scenario look like? Then we have this opportunity, this fucking beautiful opportunity to broaden our awareness and to broaden our spectrum of our perceptual filters. And this is actually how we lead into potential. Because when we lean into our potential, we start to broaden our awareness of all the options, and we get full choice of how we want to participate in life. But when we're simply just running old frames and old programs in current moments, we're no longer living, because we're using the past and we're worried about the future. Right? That's not living now and choosing how you want to respond now. So this is why a lot of people, you know, fall into the trap of thinking that they can't control their thoughts, right? It's like, you're not meant to control your thoughts. You're meant to choose which ones are true, right? Which ones you want to be true. I apologize for the fucking beats in the background. it's just how it is sometimes. Just how it is. So in all of that, it's really interesting sort of catching ourselves, and when things are occurring, as like, what is our default type of thinking? Is it best case or is it worst case? And it'll be contextual. Like, I had both examples happen to me today, right? Something popped up, I'm like, oh, fuck. And here's some thoughts that pop up straight away for me that go, these are potentials. And they're just potentials, but if I got caught in my thoughts, hypothetically, of course I would change my state, change my emotional state, change the way that I potentially coach, all this sort of shit. Or I could see it, recognize that I don't have control over whatever's going to occur. Let's just find out what's going to occur when it happens. And I had another thing today pop up, and it was simply like, straight away my brain's like, fuck, you could do this and this and this and this and this. It's like, mate, it's they haven't even responded back yet. Just relax, right? Same fucking thing. And so both of those things, what I recognized was that I wasn't responding to reality. My brain kept going. And then often people will be like, yeah, but you can plan and that's good. It's just like, no, I've because I'm no longer living, nothing's occurred. Let me just deal with it as it comes and work on what I need to work on in between now and then. And this is the ability to think macro and act micro. Think big, long term, or big term, if you want to call it that, and make detailed movements and be clear and concise and objective at the same time. Being objective isn't living a life void of the subjectiveness and art and beauty what being objective is allowing us to really understand what's true and what's real and what's not. Now, from there, we have this beautiful opportunity to breed subjective beauty into it. And that's powerful, because then we're really choosing, we're really living. And on that note, team, I am out. I hope you had a fantastic Easter Friday, or just a Friday, or whatever fucking day you listen to this. If you haven't already, you know the deal. Jump on Facebook, search Mood Prep Online, join the conversation. I'd love to see you there. Otherwise, team, that's it. That's me done. I am out. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Hope you enjoyed the beats and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.